All right. Good evening and good morning and good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Welcome. This is Rebecca E. Parsons, and you are attending the 6 Revolutionary Secrets to Creating a Financially Prosperous 2010 and Beyond. And it is the subtitle of this is For These Are Truly Revolutionary Times. And over the next hour, I am prepared to share the key weapons every artisan business owner needs right now to stay in business. So I'm going to take a deep breath here because I'm really, really excited about the information I'm going to share tonight and have all of you here to hear it. There are going to be some valuable and powerful strategies or weapons that they are called since this is Revolutionary Times. And this seminar is the intro session to my Revolutionary Times mentoring series that I will be telling you about a little bit later in the call. So, and there's a couple of special bonus and incentives for you all to stay on the call until the end tonight. So I hope everybody can hang in there. It's a loaded and packed show, so I'm going to get started right now. Let's dive right in. We have an info-packed session because I have so much to cover tonight. I know who you are, and I know what you feel because I am you. Being an artist is not something you can turn off. It bubbles up when you least expect it. You know you are different. And you may have suppressed the urge for years. Parental pressure, societal influences may have forced you to conform temporarily, but eventually it emerged and you accepted and embraced your creative impulse, your urge, and the drive to create and become creatively self-employed, or as I like to call it, an artisan entrepreneur. So, first, I would like to acknowledge but dispel the starving artist stereotype. It is true most artists have a difficult time marketing their own work, and part of the problem stems from the fact that we artists see our work as an extremely personal extension of ourselves. Even though we are looking for recognition and exposure out there, most artisans are often consciously or unconsciously conflicted about exposing this side of themselves. And asking for the money, well, I think we'll just have to talk about that a little bit later tonight. We won't start with that. I know what you're going through with your business today. Customers probably are dwindling, and those that are left want something for nothing. Commissions may be disappearing, and your business phone may rarely ring. And your bottom line, well, again, let's just say it's probably vanishing in a sea of red. It's truly a time for action, not reaction. It's what I call revolutionary times. It's time to listen to your market. It's time to rethink, retool, re-energize, repurpose, and reposition, and perhaps even reinvent or even rebrand. And it is time to make some adjustments as necessary. The creatively self-employed who are making it right now were quick on their feet, and they were paying a lot of attention to the needs of their clients, and especially to the economy and to the arts business as it looks today, which is very, very different than even what it looked like just a year ago. So how am I prepared to help you become revolutionary and make a big shift in your business? For those of you who may not know my story, I'll share just a little bit about my journey. During the past 25 years or so, I have launched and built and even sold some wildly successful six-figure creative businesses. By creative businesses, I mean I owned a mural painting business, I owned a graphic design business, a writing business, and a publishing business, and also a business as a fine artist. So everything I have ever done for money was creative. Life was good, and I became financially prosperous. Then in 2005, I received some life-shattering health news, which brought my life and my business and my world to a halt almost overnight. And during the next few years, my business really tanked while I literally waited to die. So when I finally realized that I was wasting my present in anticipation of an event that may or may not ever happen, my income shrunk to barely five figures. And I was really struggling, and I was super, super frustrated with myself for allowing this to happen. But luckily, we as entrepreneurs have the ability to make decisions quickly and make shifts in our business very, very quickly. We don't have usually a great big board of directors and a lot of red tape we have to go through. So I took a really long and critical look at my business model, the one that had served me very, very well in the past, and I began a two-year life and business building retreat, where a complete re-engineering and a repurposing and a rebranding of Rebecca E. Parsons took place. And that's where I came up with the term revolutionary times, because that's certainly what I went through. And with this hard-earned knowledge, it's what I'm going to be sharing with you tonight and over the next few weeks in my groundbreaking Revolutionary Times mentoring series. One caveat would be, if you aren't interested in financial success, then this probably isn't for you. This is completely driven by how to make dollars, how to leverage things to make dollars, and how to change your mindset to make dollars. So all this is very difficult for artists, I know. But I am going to keep that in mind and make sure that I walk gently with you. What helped me through this bad time was the support of close friends, a strong will to rise from the ashes, and a favorite quote by James Allen from As a Man Thinketh. And I keep this on my computer screen at all times so that I can look at it and refer back to it. And it is, circumstance does not make a woman, it reveals her to herself. So let me repeat that, especially for the men in the room. And I want you to understand that I really, really understand where you are too. Circumstance does not make a man, it reveals him to himself. So the circumstances of my life these past few years have revealed much to me. I have grown as a woman into my own place of freedom. I have uncovered the freedom to live an emotionally authentic life, which is actually my life lesson, by the way. And the best part of this is that I have created a lifestyle business with balance between my art, my business, and myself. And it has absolutely been a wonderful journey. The unveiling of my new business platform called Creative Compass, showing artists the way to make money doing what they love, is a total rebranding that is a direct result of my stepping into my life purpose, embracing who I am fully and reverently, while stumbling headlong down the path with joy and wild abandon. Becoming a revolutionary woman has been a time of great professional growth for me, and the journey I am on is amazing. It has been painful and healing, scary and freeing, hopeless and hope-filled. It truly was a life-changing transition. I won't go into all the gory details for you tonight, but the full story of my path is on the magazine's About page. And the website is creativecompass.com. And creative is spelled C-R-E, the number 8, T-I-V-E. So let's start talking about how your business works right now. Creating art and creating an art career are two entirely different things. A lot of artists are already pressed for time, They're trying to fit their art making into their daily lives. They're already juggling family, work, and other commitments. But each artist needs to understand that when looking at the whole picture of being an artist as a career, the actual art making is only one piece of a very complicated puzzle. There are no business models that I am aware of today where a business owner can create a business plan and let it stay the same for years and years and find true success. A business is always a dynamic process, and even if your business grew organically without a plan, it still takes many, many different paths. So lots of people are running side businesses today that may become their main businesses, or people are abandoning their brick-and-mortar stores for internet businesses. And this is what we are going to be talking about tonight, shifting your business model and how I can help you do that in a comfortable way for you. This program is for the artist or artisan who has decided that they want to find success from the work of their hands, but something is holding them back. It's for someone who does not want to work for someone else so that they can buy art supplies to feed their creativity, but does not know exactly how to take that leap. It's for someone who wants the extra cash to be able to take classes and workshops with world-renowned artists. That person may just literally be starting and has a great vision or intent or purpose, or it could be someone who's actually been running a business successfully and it may have kind of plateaued. So all of these people are going to be covered tonight and in the program. My mission with this is to help you define your unique lifestyle business model, one that supports your dream and your vision and your purpose while allowing you the time to enjoy the fruits of your labor. The road to business success is not always a straight line. It has many crooks and turns along the way, and there definitely are roadblocks that you must either go over or find a way around, or they can stop you, and sometimes they can keep you held up indefinitely unless you shift your mindset and become revolutionary. So just how are we going to do that, you ask? And that is where the 6 revolutionary secrets of creating a financially prosperous 2010 and beyond come in. The secrets are key weapons that every artist and business owner needs right now to stay in business. So I hope you brought a piece of paper and a pen with you, because you're probably going to want to take a lot of notes tonight as we go along the process, because there's a lot of really valuable information for you. So what I have might shock you, and it probably will challenge you. And I have had many, many kind of reactions to this material. But I do know without a doubt that if you listen with an open heart and put even some of these strategies into practice, you will see remarkable changes in your business and major shifts in your perception of how things should be done. So let's get down to the strategies. The first one I call rethink, and that is change your mindset. So your mindset are those thoughts that you hold even in your subconscious, which can spur you to success or hold you back from achieving what you so desire. By making even a few tiny shifts in your thinking, you can change the whole direction and the bottom line of your art-making business. So the first one is to make a commitment to yourself and to your family. It all begins with a very strong commitment or even a recommitment, and then a relentless pursuit to consistently work and grow your business. It's often quoted that if you treat this like a hobby, it will pay you like a hobby. And it's probably worth mentioning that hobbies generally cost money and they rarely make money. So I would venture to say that if you're struggling right now, you probably never really treated your business like a business. and that may upset you a little bit, but I have been saying this for many, many years, and many people have heard me say this. Many people fall into an art-making business on accident. They're accidental entrepreneurs. People see your work and they ask for it. So you never really had the time or took the time to plan your ideal business and what it would look like and how it would operate. So you certainly didn't have a plan B for difficult times. What I know for sure is that if you're struggling to keep your business together, you will not be able to maintain or build and grow that business within that chaos. When the urgent crowds out the important things in your business, you are always putting out fires. Your business runs you instead of you running your business. And this is especially true of a lot of people, but it's definitely true of many artisans. The next strategy I want you to understand and take to heart is don't buy into the negative press about artists that you hear that out there. I recently ran across an article called The Money Stuff by Sylvia White, and she writes about the art business. And this just really, really angered me. It says, the bottom line is we need to educate people that being an artist is not a job or a career. Although many successful artists have been lucky enough to make this work for them and should not be construed as a method for generating income. It should not be construed as a method for generating income. So you'll probably see why that really, really upset and angered me. And if you have this mindset, it is going to be very, very hard for you to create what you need with the work of your hands. You have a whole lot of work ahead to do. So make sure you don't buy into everything you read out there that's written about artists in the art business. Another important strategy is to find out what shapes your attitude about money, as this can be one of the single most important things to know. Your money myth can literally make your creative business or break it. So what is your money myth, and how is your relationship with money? Well, I have two myths that I'm going to share with you that held me hostage for many years. And every so often, they still rear their ugly head for me to cope with. And the first one is, to be wealthy, you must work very, very hard. And it's sometimes what I call crazy busy. And that's doing it all myself, making all the calls, scheduling all the appointments, writing the bids, writing proposals, writing books, teaching, creating art, blogging, tweeting. I guess you get the picture. With no time at all for me and no balance whatsoever. I call it my superwoman without superpower syndrome. Do any of you see yourself in here? My second myth is probably the one that was most damaging to me and probably still remains so today, even though I really do try to keep it in my awareness. And it is, it comes about because my number one value is to be loved and respected. So my myth is that if I ask for the money and you say no, you're rejecting me personally. And any good salesperson or sales class will tell you that it is never, ever personal. But if you have this myth, you feel the pain when someone says no. So have you ever wondered why so many of us seem afraid to set a financial goal for becoming wealthy, and why many of us settle for getting by or making ends meet? A recent survey I ran across found that more people focus on not being broke than on becoming wealthy. I thought that was very interesting. So as children, we often heard negative phrases about money and wealth. These simple yet emotionally charged phrases have become deeply rooted in our unconscious mind. And these unconscious money myths can influence how and even if we ever enjoy financial abundance. So let's look at some of the other money myths besides my two that are out there that and see if any of them strike a chord with you. And if they do, kind of jot them down while we're going along, or if one comes to your mind, you can jot that down too, and we'll try to hopefully address that. So the first one is money is the root of all evil. And the second one is probably most damaging to artists, and that is the one that says, I must starve to be a real artist. The third one is no pain, no gain. The fourth one would be you have to pay your dues. And the fifth one is nothing comes easy. So hopefully you wrote down your myth if you have one that I didn't mention here. So let's just look a little bit at some of these money myths and what they can do to sabotage your life and business. The first one, money is the root of all evil, is simple. Who wants to be evil? So we know that has its issues there. The second one is I must starve to be a real artist. So making money means selling out. There's a vast difference between selling out and earning a living from your art. Only you can decide which opportunities to take and which opportunities make you uncomfortable. Don't ever, ever feel bad about trying to make money from your art. This is your work. This is your gift. And this is what you do. And when you make money from your art, you get to keep making art instead of having to cram creativity in wherever you can get a day off or time in the evening. Everyone else gets paid for doing their job, so please don't ever feel like a sellout for getting paid for doing yours. That really always gets to me when I come to that part. The no pain, no gain one. Does this mean that if we choose to achieve something good and satisfying, the journey must be painful or uncomfortable? The fourth one is you have to pay your dues. I think this is a way of keeping people in place. So you just tell me, who determines when your dues have been paid? And the fifth one is nothing comes easy. Again, this is a phrase about how difficult it is to achieve a higher standard of living and enjoy the rewards of financial freedom. This is really good work we're doing here, and if you only get this piece, it's going to be very, very good for you. So once you consciously recognize your limiting beliefs, you are well on your way to changing them. So how do we change them? By conquering and by eliminating what isn't working and developing positive habits about money. As you may have guessed, I'm here to tell you that your money myths, whatever they are just that, myths. They're a fabrication, an untruth that you hold as the truth. In my Revolutionary Times mentoring series, I show you how to let go and heal these money myths. We go further in the series by learning exactly what your money archetype is and how it affects your life and your business. So the next mindset shift is treat your business like a million-dollar franchise. And so your winning strategy here is when you make decisions for your business, approach it from the place of what would a million-dollar business person do in this situation. And I have applied this to my businesses for a very long time now. And if you put yourself in that place and let yourself get the answers from the million-dollar business mindset, you'll be surprised how your mindset shifts and your decisions become more sound and financially driven. So shifting and creating a success mindset is critical to your moving forward with your dream. Making even a small mindset shift that generates a commitment to work your business consistently and then clearing away your money myths that are holding you back and treating it like a million-dollar franchise is a giant first step towards success. when I went through this loss in my life, I was forced to reexamine my priorities and to learn what my true values were. And I had to ask myself many, many tough questions. Some of those questions are, could I hold the energy of reinventing my business again while dealing with health and money issues? Could I lay to rest my money myths and learn to be open and receiving? Could I find balance in my life and create a lifestyle where I can run a successful business, yet be able to spend time in prayerful meditation each morning on my beloved beach, take photographs, and still make art? And the answer to these were a resounding yes. So let's move to our second strategy. And that would be retooling, finding new ways to bring dollars in. And this one is loaded with ideas for your marketing campaign. What worked a year ago is probably not working for your business today, so you must keep evolving. Know that people are spending money today. We just have to look a whole lot harder to get in front of them and get those dollars. We can stay positive, but it's not all attitude, because at the end of the month, attitude isn't going to pay very many bills. So rather than sitting at home or sitting in your office waiting for the phone to ring, you need to get out there. Activity breeds activity, as my friend Sass Lassley said on our radio show earlier this year. Keep your mind open and your hands busy. And I think that's a really good strategy for anybody in business. So get in front of your customer. Marketing, marketing, marketing. In this downtime, you should have more time to actually concentrate on marketing. So stay in front of them at all times. Send them a postcard with an offer and a photo of new work. Send them an email with a picture attached. And you should have been collecting email addresses for a long time at this point. And if you're not, I want you to commit this evening to start doing this action step today. A list is a gold mine for you, and I promise, and I will show you that many times over as we go through the program. So another one that Sass told us on our radio show that I think is very valuable is show up 5 minutes before you go on a bid or an estimate and visit the three houses across the street and the houses on either side and leave a hang tag on their door that says, I was in your neighborhood visiting today with one of your neighbors. Want to see what your neighbors are up to? Call me. And so when they see your business car parked there with your sign on it, they're wondering whose house you're in and what you're doing. And they want it too sometimes. So just take some of these little activities into your heart and put them to work for you. I know they'll work. Make sure you carry a small photo book of your artwork with you at all times. You can carry some sample chips with you, just the little inch-size sample chips in your pocket that you can pull out whenever you meet someone. And talk up your business. Talk about it in the grocery store line or the pharmacy line, wherever you are, because the person behind you or the person behind that could become a customer. Be more mindful of putting your business cards on bulletin boards and spreading them around. That's certainly a good way, and I know that lots of times I look for people on those bulletin boards in grocery stores and the library and such. Visit your local paint store and your art and craft stores and get to know the people that are working there. They are an excellent resource for referrals. I know that I have gotten some pet portraits from my local art store, and I've definitely over the years gotten many, many decorative painting and mural jobs from my paint stores. So market, market, market. Another marketing avenue is marketing to your existing client base. Be very proactive in this area. Go to those very few special clients who have always been good for your business and ask them what they have for you. or what they can do for you, or especially ask them, who do you know that I need to meet? And this was another tip that SAS gave us on our radio show that I just thought was wonderful. Who do you know that I need to meet? And I have a very special thing that I do where I ask my clients for 3 superb referrals. I have a real cute form filled out that they can fill out and give me. And get those email addresses and send them pictures of your artwork. Use this downtime to ramp up your marketing. And the next one is be open to opportunities you may not have been open to in the past. Go out on a limb, try something new. Offer to help other people on their jobs. Offer to work in the gallery that hangs your art. Look for new ways to work. Work on canvas if you haven't done it before, or do works on wood or paper. That's always new. Keep your eyes and your heart open for anything that might come your way. Another strategy is curate yourself. If you're an artist, right now a lot of nonprofit exhibition spaces are suffering in small museums and colleges and university galleries. Just approach them and give them a proposal about submitting your work or even having a show. These places are usually not concerned with long-term relationships or sales, but they may be happy to hang your work. Another one is focus on your target market, and that's your ideal client. Focus on their urgent needs and existing demands. Focus your energy where your market is right now, today. And there are people who are suffering from the effects of job loss and slowdown, but there's also people out there who are not suffering from the economy. So concentrate your marketing on these people, and when you do get in front of them, upsell them. Sell them some other things. Also, focus on their urgent needs, where their pain is right now today. So one of the things I know is people are staying home more, and they're not spending a lot of money on vacations and such, but they just might spend some of their dollars to make their home a little bit more refreshed and updated. The pain may be, I want to beautify my surroundings, but I have a tiny budget. So we need to start selling things. An artist could sell prints as well as their original art. Or a decorative artist could show clients how they can make them feel good or better in their home by updating their existing surfaces. The next thing is go where the market needs exist. And this one is a good one for decorative artists. There's several good ones for decorative artists, and that is concrete staining and decoration is really, really big right now. You might want to add furniture and floor cloths to your services if you haven't done that before. Decorative artists might offer a way to reuse what the client already has by adding countertops, and kitchen cabinet makeovers. I know those are absolutely bread and butter for several people right now. And one that's probably going to be the hardest for most of you to swallow right now is you have to eliminate what's not working. And right now, heavy, layered, and texture finishes are warping into sleek, modern, and updated looks. And cut back on techniques that have complicated and expensive products involved. And I really hate to throw that one out there because I don't want to sabotage our manufacturers, and it's sad. But at this time, it really is a team effort. And for all of us to weather this economy, we're all going to have to cut back in some places. So cut your costs as much as you can. Don't focus on what you think your market needs or what you want to do and overlook what they really are begging for. Don't be too uppity in your thinking. A few years ago, you could turn down a perceived commission or project that you didn't want to do for one that would stretch you or would bring in more money. What are clients begging for today? Simpler, smaller, and less expensive. So this is not the time to dilly-dally. We all need to cash in the door as fast as we can get it today. So make sure your business model lends itself to quick turnaround services, services you can sell and collect on quickly, perhaps regular painting or even base coats that will bring in more dollars per job, smaller works of art for the artisan that you can sell quickly, or even prints if you weren't in the print market before, anything that you can think of that can get your work out there that's a little bit less expensive for the consumer. And the next one is focus and reclaim that wasted time you have. One of the biggest battles we all have is keeping focus. So during this downtime or any slow biz time, take a class. Sherry Hoger was just on our radio show this weekend, and she shared that she took a design class where she met a bunch of future interior designers and was able to establish herself as an expert to them and even get some referrals from them. So look for ways to get and stay in front of your market, showing them the real and perceived value of what you do. Revisit your business model and clean up the loose ends. Tighten the window between meeting customer and closing the sale. And fire bad clients. I can't stress that enough, is don't keep somebody around who's really eating up a lot of your time and not having a big return on your investment. And the economy has everybody in some form of fear right now. And some of us are asking ourselves, do we quit our business? Do we get a part-time job or a full-time job? Do we wipe out our savings accounts? Or do we just try to tough it out? And trust me, I've been through all of these myself recently. So just make sure that what you're doing is geared toward where you want to go. You're creative, so be creative in the way you live and you work today. And one of the best ones I can tell you that's always a good strategy is offer superb customer service, because that gives you referrals and that's what you need. So the third strategy is re-energize. Learn to ask for the money. So you may believe that I cannot relate to your situation and your financial issues because I have been financially successful. So I'm going to share a pivotal moment with you and bare my soul to you. This heart-centered spiritual me who thought I was being rejected if you said no and did not buy from me. The pivotal moment was sitting on the floor of my closet, frantically going through old purses to find 78 cents to give the woman who was at the door ready to turn the electric off if I couldn't pay her the $127.78 I owed. That's as bad as it gets, my friends. So I have been there or worse, promise. At that moment, I made a monumental shift. And I vowed never to be afraid to ask for the money so I could stay in business, so I could be here today to help you. So the winning strategy is, do you shudder when the word sales or selling are mentioned? I advise all the artists that I mentor to make a mindset shift about selling. Don't think of it as selling. From this point on, think of it as sharing your gift with the world. You were given this gift, so never be afraid to ask for the money so that you can stay in business, so that you can get your artwork out there, so it can help the people it was meant to help. To share your gift, you must be able to ask for the money. And not sharing your gift is a disservice to the people that are really meant to connect with your art. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath here because I'm getting out of breath and then check the time and see where we are. I want you to know that I love, love, love what I do, and I really don't feel, and it really never has felt like work to me. Some people think that this is a reason to undercharge. However, there is a core problem with that kind of thinking that you probably know, and it can actually harm your quest for making money. Susie Ormond, like her or not, gave a really startling piece of information recently. She says that most women business owners see themselves and or their work as a commodity. And if that wasn't bad enough, she says that most of them allow their clients to set their prices. I cried when I heard that. The exhausted creative entrepreneur is always asking, why is it so darn hard for me to make money? And as baffling as it may seem, the answer is actually pretty simple. You may dream of financial success, but your actions tell a different story. Do you cave in immediately when asked for a discount? Do you throw in extra services when asked? It's no big deal. Besides, it's easy for me. Do you work for free because it's your friend? Do you overbook and overcommit yourself with client work because you're afraid there won't be any later? Do you pack way too much stuff into your commissions so that you are practically forced to work until exhaustion? Do you let clients talk you into stopping before the job is finished, which is the client code, meaning I want to stop paying? And if these bad habits sound all too familiar, please don't beat yourself up. I've done them. We've all done them. And the real question is, why is it so hard to stop doing them? Funny how it's only after you've given your money power away that you go, darn, now why did I do that? So your money mindset is key to why you are where you are today. And until you clean up these hidden money triggers and traps and leaks, you're likely to stay exactly where you are, no matter how hard you try. So I realize you might be saying, okay, Rebecca, I get it. I have to clean up my money mindset. Just how am I supposed to do that? And again, I ask you to ask yourself, what would a $1 million business owner do? So the winning strategy here might be the single most important thing I say to you. You must sell yourself, not your artwork. I've been trying to get this across to people for years. People really do not buy your artwork. They buy you. They buy the artist. It is a fact that artwork sells better when the artist is present to interact with buyers. A collector wants to know the artist and wants to know what makes them paint the way they do. So remember, you must sell yourself, not your artwork. And if you go into a sales situation or a sharing situation with the I must sell this piece or I must sell this finish, you're defeated before you even begin. When I give a presentation for a commission, my goal has always been to create such a desire for me and my artwork that nobody else, no matter what their price is or what their experience is or the beauty of their work, would satisfy this client. In this situation, it really, really is all about you. So don't be afraid to brag about your accomplishments. One of my favorite quotes is by Yogi Berra, and it says, "It ain't bragging if you done it." So don't be afraid to brag. I know this may be difficult for artists. I've been there, trust me. It's exposing your vulnerability and your sensitive artistic nature. You probably think of sales as being pushy and desperate, and I'm right there with you. But I have developed the skills through the years to walk my talk. And why? Because the bottom line is I made a decision early on that I did not want to starve and suffer for my art, nor did I want to work for someone else to be able to buy my art supplies or to take my art classes. So I learned how to market and sell my gifts, and the minute I made this shift into sharing, I ceased to feel sleazy when I asked for the money. And this is exactly what I'm going to teach you in the Revolutionary Times Mentoring Series. And this series, let's talk a little bit about it, gives the artist entrepreneur or the creative self-employed individual a chance to step back and look at where they are, look at where they're going, and look at how to reposition and rethink where they are going. The whole point of the series is to take you from where you are today, arm you with the weapons or strategies to use every day to build a thriving art or creative business model that suits your unique needs and dreams as an artist. The process will go through pretty much everything I have learned in my business through the years. And it will be hours and hours of teaching and will cover the strategies that for me are the weapons of success in business. It will give the participants of this course the most amazing gift that I have to give you. And it, with almost 100% guarantee, it will give you a new direction for your business. You will be thinking much bigger, and you will be having much bigger goals. And it will set you up for creating the business model for making money flow to you instead of you trying to go out and pull or wrestle it in. Okay, let's go to the third strategy. I'm really taking a lot of time here tonight, so I'm sorry. I'm going to try to speed up some of the next ones. The third one is re-energize. And I'm sorry, that's the one we just did. So let me go through here. I want to tell people that might need to scoot off a little bit early and put their kids to bed or something, that if you want to know about this Revolutionary Times mentoring series that I have coming up, you can go to www.creativecompass.com, and that's CREATIVE, creativecompass.com. The Revolutionary Times Mentoring Series is an intensive 3-week program that will propel you to the next level with your business. I know it's difficult for many artists to hang in there and take the space and the time to rethink and rework their plan. After all, I know a lot of you are trying to survive, just to survive right now. So I want you to know that you don't have to show up to all the programs. They will be recorded, and the live calls will be 2 to 3 times a week, depending on which level you go in. The exception is that the platinum level participants will have a mastermind call. So that's what makes the little difference in the number of calls there. So I'm going to take you through the process that I do with all my clients on a one-to-one basis, only this is going to be in a group, so it makes it much more affordable. It's designed for artists with their sensitivity in mind. And it's not that we're going to change completely the way you do business. It's just going to open your mind and your eyes to new ways to create income and the business you want. You might find a natural sideline business that's an offshoot of your skill set or knowledge. And it might be that you're just bored and you need to be going in a new direction. Or you might just want to make a few tweaks that can open some doors to new opportunities for you. Each individual will be different, and everybody will leave with a different game plan. So I am here to take you through the process and guide you in a way to awaken the business warrior within. And remember, this is all about you. It's going to be a very intimate process, and I want you to get to know me, and I want you to get to know each other. You will be challenged, and you will be armed with new skills and knowledge when you leave. There's 3 different packages that I'm going to tell you about a little bit later in the call. And I want to take you through some more of the action steps where you have the right mindset for success. If you decide to make the investment in yourself, your business, and your future, it will be the best 9 to 13 hours you have ever spent for change in your creative business. And I don't say this lightly. I say it from my heart, a place that massive change I have seen in people I have worked with in the past and also in my business. It comes from 25 years of my business experience, from the woman who started out working at her kitchen table to one that has made multiple six-figure businesses. It is also going to be intense laser-focused sessions, which are going to be charged, and you're going to emerge charged with a new vigor and vision for your business. Remember, if you aren't interested in financial success, then this program probably isn't for you. And energetically, we will be rewiring you for success. So come prepared for big transformations. If you're ready to take your business seriously, and if you're ready to kick things into high gear, and if you're ready to make the kind of money you need or want or dream about, then it's for you. So if it's resonating with you and you feel it's exactly what you need, I urge you to make the investment in yourself and visit the website creativecompass.com, and you will be taken to the info and sign up page there. It's a very easy process. So let's go to number four. I'm going to try to talk faster. I'm sorry. And number four is repurposing, and that's leveraging your knowledge by exploiting technology to the max. And no more excuses about I don't know how. So if you don't know how to operate your computer or the internet, then hire some teenager down the block to help you. They can show you in a couple of minutes. And I want you to leverage the internet. That's really, really big for business at this point in time. Learning how to effectively harness the internet doesn't need to be as difficult or as intimidating as it may appear. And there's plenty of courses out there, and I even offer some that can walk you through the process. So the next things I want to get to are seven free marketing ideas that every artist must do now. And when I look at all these free marketing things that are available out there right now, I just wish that, wow, I wish they'd been there when I opened my first business 20-some years ago. None of them existed at that time. It's hard to believe that, but it's very, very true. So the first one would be social networking, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Everyone's using these, and I can tell you the wonderful stories about people that have found success out there within our business. And I won't share some of those with you tonight that I was going to because we're getting late on time. So I'll share those in the group. The second one is industry-specific online groups, and there's many, many online networking groups that focus on a specific industry or profession or interest. Yahoo, Google, and there is one called Meetup, which is actually for local groups, where you can go in and find, just type in your hometown, and you can find groups of artists. And they're broken down even to watercolorists and musicians and all kinds of things that you can join, and that's meetup.com. The third one is blogging. And don't even think about having a website today without having a blog. And blogging is powerful, and it's a powerful way to offer valuable help to your prospects and clients and a great way to get your pictures out there. The fourth one is called Squidoo. And it was created by the world-renowned business marketing guru, Seth Godin. And it is its own marketing money-making machine. And what you actually do there is create something called a lens, and which is in essence a summary of all the knowledge you have about one certain topic. And we'll go more into that within the framework of the series also. The fifth one is article directories. Publishing articles to article directories is still one of the most powerful ways to generate traffic to your own website because they link back and forth. And a couple of the best ones are called Idea Marketers and Easing Articles. Those are both .com. The sixth one is press releases, and there's hundreds and thousands, probably even millions of websites that accept free press releases today, and there are people that are looking for examples of what's going on out there. So don't ever be afraid or shy to submit a press release about any kind of news you have. And the seventh one is video. And it's really, really easy today to buy one of those little flip video cameras. They're under a couple hundred dollars. And you can take your articles and your knowledge and simply turn them into videos. And you can put them on YouTube and hope that they go viral. And but if they don't, they're still a great place to send your client base to. So all of these methods done consistently will drive a ton of traffic to your website. And here are some things to think about before starting an online business. You need to have, you have right now the possibility to reach thousands of potential clients rather than scrambling around every day to reach two or three, and that is through the internet. And the new essential art supplies for every artist are an email address, a BlackBerry or an iPhone, and a website. Now, in an effort for me to drag you all into the 21st century, I have created a mandatory checklist for you. And it's seriously something that you should have as an artist. Have a website devoted exclusively to your artwork. You also should own a domain name such as RebeccaParsons.com. You should read and answer your own email within 24 hours, and that's even if you need an iPhone or a BlackBerry to do it. And you should be capable of sending and receiving digital files and JPEGs. The reason being is all galleries and stuff, any place you're going to enter wants to see see JPEGs right now before they even talk to you. So you must have those skills. So your repurposing strategies are no more excuses for not being on the internet. Leverage the internet. Use those seven marketing strategies. And remember those essential art supplies. Okay, we're getting to the fifth. We're winding down here, and it is reposition, leveraging the media. And you might be saying, Rebecca, nobody's going to be interested in me. Well, trust me, there are hundreds of media outlets today that are desperately interested to learn whatever you have to say. So never be afraid to approach the media. All they can do is ignore you or say no, and neither one of those hurts. So I have a magazine, and I know I'm always trying to find good and interesting content. And today's bloggers are always looking for good things to share with their readers. So be present and engage with people today. Also, there's radio guest spots today. And I know that Lynn and I love to feature artists with interesting stories on our show. So don't forget to contact us if that's something you think you may have an interesting story to share. And the next one, I'm going to say social media again. And the crowd, it's the crowd and being able to interact with the crowd instantaneously that makes it happen out there today. So do not overlook social media. Okay. And the sixth one is reinvention, and that is finding support. The first one is enforce accountability. I encourage you to get some kind of accountability partner. It could be your life partner or wife or husband, but those usually don't work very well. There can be some issues. Or it could be some sort of mastermind group. Whomever it is, just make sure that they're on the same page and they absolutely believe in you. Joining a mastermind group is a group support network of business people that are on the same track as you. It's a great place to interact, and the mastermind groups that I have been a part of have really catapulted my business forward. It's a major resource of the Revolutionary Times Mentoring Series in the platinum level, and it's a mastermind where you'll be able to interact with people on the same level you are with business in a moderated format. So it's an investment that I promise will propel your business forward massively. You can start groups in your city. You can find a coach or mentor. And there's a little bit of mix-up about what those are. So a coach is actually an accountability partner. It's someone that is going to help you achieve a specific or certain goal. where a mentor is someone who has been where you are and has achieved what you want. So that's kind of the little difference in there. You can join coaching groups today, and there's many of those out there in everything from marketing and business and publicity and life coaching. There's all kinds of coaching available to you today. And one little tip I want to give you is don't hide in the personal development cave. Personal development is good, but it can be a hiding place, and it can keep you in a holding pattern, therefore protecting you from moving forward and growing. And it is often referred to today as paralysis by analysis. And I know that's one that I can really get hung up in because I love to research. So we're winding down here with number 6. It is reinvention strategies. Oh, that is enforce accountability, join a mastermind, and find a coach or a mentor. So these are the weapons. These are the 6 strategies you can start implementing right now to boost your results. I also have a bonus strategy that I will share with you in a couple minutes at the end of the show. Since I am so attuned to the economy, and this is my first group series, I've decided to keep the price ridiculously low. I want to be of service to you and to your dreams. So the basic package that I am offering is just $99, and it's a $120 value. And in that package, you will get 9 powerful hours of laser-focused business strategy sessions. You will get 6 one-hour strategy calls and 3 one-hour Q&A calls where you can ask me anything. The gold package is just $199, and it's a $630 value. You will get everything that's included in the basic package, plus you will get a 30-minute personal one-on-one strategy session with me, and you will also get unlimited networking and a private roundtable session. And the third package is the platinum package, and it's just $399.98, and it's a $1,280 value. You get everything included in the basic package and in the gold package. It's really the whole enchilada. Plus, you'll get a 50-minute personal strategy session with me, and you will also get that moderated mastermind group for 6 weeks. So let me tell you that an hour strategy session with me is $250. So you can see that about half of these calls you're going to get for free, just for the price of that. So I'm offering an incentive to those on the live call tonight. The people who are registered before midnight tonight, Eastern Time, get a even more ridiculous price of a 10% discount. So go to creativecompass.com, and that's creative with an 8, C-R-E-8-T-I-V-E, compass.com, and sign up. And I always get a kick after the event by listening to the emails and messages I receive from people, because people that have gone through this program have had everything from doubling their income to buying a Porsche. So I never know exactly what somebody's going to come up with. So Andrew Carnegie stated, you cannot push anyone up the ladder unless he or she is willing to climb. So my last bonus strategy for the evening is do, do, do. And that is take massive and immediate action. During our lifetime, I suspect that we are all presented with thousands of good ideas and wonderful opportunities that could fulfill all of our dreams. The problem is that most people never, ever follow through, even with a good idea, and they recognize it's a good idea. So the real key to success is to find a good idea and take immediate and massive action. And you'll note that there are 2 factors here, immediate and massive. And so to review what we've done tonight, I want to tell you that first you need to make a mindset shift. And that's a big one, right? And create a logical and workable plan to move your business forward. And then take massive, massive action. So all of my words and all of your great ideas will never accomplish success if you're not willing to do the work it takes to get there. You can buy all the books and invest in pricey programs and join forums and networking groups, but it won't work unless you're committed to take the action steps. And this honestly is where most great intentioned people fail. So how can I help you? How can I be of service to your dream? I have designed a Revolutionary Time mentoring series to walk this path with you. I will be your coach, your cheerleader, your number one fan, and I will also be your tough love advisor. So visit www.creativecompass.com, CREATIVE, and sign up for this revolutionary program. I thank you all for joining me tonight, and let me know exactly what your favorite strategy was out of the program tonight, or the nugget that you got that you think will help you the most in your future. And I am so blessed that you joined me tonight, and I'm always here for you. Good night, and God bless.